From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello, video viewers. I'm Helen Ford Wallace with News OK's Parties Extra. With us today are Jane, Shannon, and Courtney Kelly. Shannon and Courtney have written and illustrated a book called My Visit to Grandma Judy's, and Jane was hostess for the first party and book signing in Stillwater. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Helen.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful book. Darling, tell us about how the book came about and who it's about.
Okay. I started writing books when I was about 18 years old. And it was this book in particular is about my mother with one of her grandchildren. And I just wrote it not to sell it or do anything with it, but put it away and hopefully someday somebody would like it. And then later in life when I started having children that wanted to read long books at night, which, as you know, you're tired and you don't want to do that, I decided, well, I'm going to make a really short story book with great pictures, find a great illustrator, and get it out there. And that's what I did. And it's about just what my mother does, hanging out with the children. So.
And it's in black and white?
Yep, it is.
Show the.
I think that this was one of my hardest decisions was, do I want color? Because I had a choice, because I wasn't paying for it. Or do I want black and white? And I loved the old-fashioned books, like the Mr. Willoughby's Christmas Tree. Can I say somebody else's books?
Sure.
And I just thought, this reminds me of my childhood. And if you look at every picture, and I'm just going to do one more. Okay, I probably should do one more because there you go. I don't know how much of that you can see, but it's very detailed. So when you finish the book and your children say, read it again, you can say, guess what, I'm going to bed, but look at all the pictures. Find the mouse. You know, it's almost like a hidden picture book. It's not, but it has that feel. So, and you know, her children are the perfect age for it, and my children now have almost, you know, you'd think outgrown it, but they don't. They are still totally into looking at the pictures.
It's a wonderful book. When did you publish it?
It was, well, once we signed with the publisher, LifeVest, it came to us in November, and then I notified Jane actually before, I hope, November, and said, I need to do some sort of fun party, and Jane is the party go-to person. She just is. And anyway, she took from there and just was wonderful. Well, so December was our first signing.
Okay, and then the illustrating part of it you took care of.
Yes.
And how did you all meet? I mean, are you cousins or what are you?
Her brother, Walter, who is a friend of mine, was going to school in Boston at the Berklee School of Music, and he called me and said, hey, I have a sister who has a story and needs an illustrator. And I'm an artist and have a degree in art, but at that point I'd never illustrated a book, but I was always wanted to illustrate a book. And I said, yeah, you know, I'd like to meet with her. So she showed me the story, and it was just darling. And I could really relate to it because it's a relationship between a grandmother and a granddaughter. And I'm very close to both my grandmas. So I just thought the story was darling. And we had decided that, you know, how to do the illustrations. And we decided to do it in black and white, you know, in a real classic feel, real classic black and white. Feel and with very detailed illustrations that the children could go back to. Yes, the children could go back to again and again, and you know, count the butterflies, count the flowers in this picture. So, you know, very short story with very detailed pictures is the what we wanted to achieve, and we did.
Yeah.
And we're really proud of it.
And so, Grandma Judy is your mother.
Yes,
my
mother-in-law,
because I ended up
and your aunt.
Yes.
So that's how all that is.
And we ended up getting married after this book. So this book kind of got Walter and I together.
Is that right?
Yes, he came back and Shannon and I were hanging out so much.
Well, he was a big pain because I hired her on the spot. I mean, she's just amazing. And she has a career all of her own, a life all of her own. But anyway, he would show up every night when she'd come to work. And I was like, we're not getting anything done because you're over there flirting with the artist. And now they're married and they have these gorgeous children. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, you stand on your own, too, because you write also.
I do. Mm-hmm. I write. Mm-hmm. I got some YA novels, and I actually have a fiction novel I'm trying to finish, and so and I'm pretty excited about that. But this series, this is a series. The second one's already been signed with the publisher. It's a Christmas story that Jane again will be pulled into the Christmas party for next year. It's got seven books. It has seven books. I can't speak. it's really fun. And each story, this one almost feels a little girlish, but with the tractor and the stuff going on, it's not. And you'll see that. I'll let you talk about the webpage. But each story kind of integrates more people and more children, but they're not any longer, they're not any harder to read, they're just very elementary, and that's what I like about it.
Very, very special.
And actually harder to write for children because they have to be grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, perfect. Uh-huh. Just perfect.
Well, so then you all got all this done, and Jane planned one of your first
Yay,
parties,
party.
Your book signing, and she used candy and all these gingerbready looking things in the book. And
Shannon,
tell us about it.
Shannon called Bea and they showed me the cover and it inspired me. Even though the book is black and white on the inside, the colors I thought would be fun for a party. So we wanted it to be childlike, not childish. So we came up with all kinds of colorful flowers, and then I thought, oh, we could put big suckers and lollipops in the bouquets, and then we could have a candy table. And after the book reading, we decided, oh, we'll have a candy bar. And so the kids got to have colorful little bags and fun plates to pull off all kinds of candy.
So they had party favors too.
We had party favors, and we had the book signing. And then I asked Courtney if she could come up with a poster so that each child could leave with a poster that they could color. So the posters were black and white, and those were favors also.
And this darling invitation.
Yes.
It is
Courtney,
so
Courtney actually did that.
Yeah.
So
that is very, very darling.
Yes. She did a great job.
That's Grandma Judy's house.
It really actually is my great-grandmother's house that we have the party at. So
well,
it was at T.M. Berry.
Darling.
So, yeah.
Well, and so at this party, there was a reading, and who read the book?
Well, I was too afraid to. Courtney did. I was like, there's this whole shebang of people. So I was like, wow.
I know the book.
Yeah, everybody should have.
She does, just because I've had to illustrate it and really look at the words. So I had it memorized.
Yeah.
So it was quite easy to just read it. And it was a lot of fun to see the kids' reaction.
Yeah. And now that we've done more readings and I've actually had to read it, you know, it is fun because they at your feet, they raise their hands and then they start telling on their parents and you're like, okay, next thing.
Well, and then you had something, and then the book signing.
Yeah.
And
Every book sold. Yeah, it was a great day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Where can I get this book?
Well, Hastings is in Stillwater, which is our kind of thing, and then Amazon.com. And then it's supposed to be in all the mainstreams. I've had people say in different states, like Iowa, my girlfriend found it in a Barnes & Noble. And so if you want it and it's not there, they can order it for
How
you.
How about J.J. Kelly? Is it at J.J. Kelly?
Well, Jay? I didn't think of that, Helen, but it might be a good little flower girl gift. So thanks for the tip.
The
website.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
The website. And that's so fun.
It is a great website.
The website took forever. I thought, well, Courtney,
it's still
oh my gosh.
Under construction,
yeah, there's two pages under construction, and that is the purchase. But you can still, it'll still tell you basically where to go. And then there's a game page that's for kids. And actually, we put our children on there, the young, my niece and nephews and that kind of thing. And they play for a long time. So the games are fun and they're wholesome, and they can download little book plates.
I played the game.
The voice of Amanda is my daughter, Chloe.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
seven years old, and we put her in the recording studio with the real Grandma Judy.
Uh-huh.
So when you mouse over Grandma Judy, you'll
There's
hear Grandma
mother.
Judy, the
uh-huh.
real Grandma Judy speaking,
yeah.
And you mouse over Amanda, and you'll hear my daughter, Chloe's
oh.
voice as Amanda.
And I have to say, Chloe was in that. We were in there for a long time, and that child never lost focus. She's amazing. So she's got to do it again. She's got to go through the whole thing again with the next book, but she's
what is
talented.
The website?
It's just Amanda... /adventures.com
Amanda-adventures.com.
I'm sorry.
Dash hyphen whatever
you want. But it's on the back of the book, and then it's also on the back page with the credits and that kind of thing. So,
perfect. And you can order a book.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place where you can order the book there and downloadable coloring pages and all sorts of fun things.
And there's something else, too. You designed something else, too. Guitars.
Oh, yes. I didn't know we were going to talk about that. Yes, my husband is a musician, and he approached me with the idea. He's like, hey, why don't you draw on this guitar body, and we'll build it. And I did that, and I've completed three of them, and I've done ukuleles, and I took them to an art show in September, and sold one
very, very, very detailed.
Amazing.
And it's been, I'm still working on it at home, and... I'm building a website for it, and I do custom work, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be going to some art shows this year as well.
So you all have very interesting careers. Oh, so yeah. When is the next party? When is the next book? Is it a cookbook?
Well,
is it a Christmas book?
The Christmas book, and then we have a cookbook with it, and we actually have paraphernalia. We have, like, for Grandma Judy's cookbook, there'll be an apron, and there's a book bag, and so a Santa Claus bag, or, you know, you can do your initials. So we've kind of made it a broader span just of things that children would really use or really like, and everybody likes a cookbook, so the cookbook is all Kelly-bound, and fortunately or unfortunately, there's a lot of Italian things in it, and...
Family recipes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real fun family recipes. Yeah.
So will you have a party for that? The Christmas
party? Absolutely.
Now, what's it going to look
like? Jane.
Oh. I'm sure it'll be a Jane special.
Well, you know, if you just take all the Christmas colors and go with that, Jane will have it. I mean, she doesn't do anything halfway, as you know.
Well, so, I mean, look at this. This is darling.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jane didn't. She went all out. As a matter of fact, we're just missing some Willy Wonka suckers here, and we could probably have a party with you guys.
Great. Well, anything else about the book? About the parties, about...
We want to thank you.
Oh, we're glad you were here.
We love being here. This is fun, and we hope to see you again.
We want everyone to go and read your book.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane, Courtney, and Shannon for coming by to tell us about this precious book and all the fun that you all have had together in publishing and promoting it. Keep us on track for your next project, and thanks, Jim Ballion, Kathy Blair, and Troctus for our flowers.